Salvation is by believing on Jesus Christ. Is it by works? No. Is it faith plus works? Is it believe and do good works? No. Now look, let me explain this to you. A lot of people teach this false doctrine. And this is what they teach. And they're trying to, and they're teaching in independent Baptist churches. They're teaching in fundamental Baptist churches. And they're trying to depart from the faith like we know it, like I grew up with, like whosoever believeth in Him, and that salvation. What they're trying to do is they're trying to depart from that and pull us back to work salvation, back to the false doctrines of the worldly churches and everything. Here's what it is. This is what they teach. They teach, works are not necessary for salvation, but if you get saved, there will be works, or else you're not saved. Like they say, if you look at yourself and you don't have the good works, you're not saved. Because faith always produces works. This is what they say. And it's just not true. And I want to show you this one verse, and I'm going to explain to you how it relates to this passage. This is the last verse we're going to turn to. Look at Romans 4:5. Five books forward again where we were a minute ago in the book of Romans. Look at Romans 4:5. And we'll see the truth here. It says in Romans 4:5, now to him that worketh not. Now this guy that we're talking about, whoever this sorry rascal is that we're talking about, does he do any work at all? My Bible says to him that worketh not. Now, does not mean he does a little bit of work? I mean, this guy does nothing. Does this guy go to church? No. Did this guy put money in the offering plate? No. Did this guy get baptized? No. Did this guy ever go to church? He has done no good works. Has he ever helped an old lady across the street? No. Okay, this guy is a lazy rascal, and he doesn't do any good works before or after he got saved. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, but he believes on Jesus Christ, it says, his faith is counted for righteousness. So the faith that he has in Jesus Christ is counted as if he did works, as if he were righteous, and he goes to heaven because he believed on Jesus, and his faith is counted for righteousness. Now look, people teach that everybody that gets saved will do all kinds of good. I mean, look, if they don't go to church, they must not have been saved. Because where's the fruit? You know, that's what they say. And like, where's the works, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Look at that guy that you won to the Lord. He doesn't go to church. He's still drinking. He's still smoking. He must not be saved. Now look, if you believe that, you're wrong, my friend. Because the Bible says, him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. See, there are people that the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 3 who are saved, yet so is by fire. The Bible says, it says that all their good works, all their works that they did were burnt up because they were all garbage. But it says, he himself shall be saved. That's in 1 Corinthians 3 if you want to read that another time. And so the point is, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, to God alone be the glory. Don't try to take glory for salvation. And see, this doctrine is creeping into independent Baptist churches. It will not creep into this Baptist church. Hell will freeze over before it creeps into this Baptist church. I'm going to tell you that right now. There have been people in the past, there are people that call me up on the phone about this. There are people who send me letters in the mail about this. There are people who sent me 2 emails today and 2 emails yesterday about this. A church in town telling me, and this guy, okay, I'll give you his name right now. His name is Pastor Schwer. And he's a Gospel Light Baptist Church in Mesa. Independent, fundamental Baptist Church in Mesa. He sends me an email that lists off quotes from all these preachers from the past. Like all these great men from the past, like hundreds of years ago. And how they believed that like you have to turn from your, you know, there has to be turning from your sins to be saved. I mean, you got to just, he said, you have to be so sorry for your sins when you get saved that you will quit sinning. I mean, you will like you have to be so sorry that you drink that you will quit drinking. You know, that's repentance, he says. And of course, the Bible says repent and believe the gospel. The repentance for salvation is where you turn from trusting in your good works to save you and you turn to Jesus Christ for salvation. You repent and believe the gospel. Repent means to change. And so you change from not believing, and you change to where now you believe on Jesus. Now you're saved. Now you're going to heaven. And so he's saying, yeah, you know, you gotta do this and that and that. And you got, I mean, if you're a thief, it's like you gotta say, I'm gonna stop being a thief. You know, if you're drunk, you gotta say, I need to quit drinking. That's what they say for salvation. That's work salvation. That's Roman Catholicism. And I get emails about this. I get letters. Because I make no bones about it. I make no bones about it. It's only by grace through faith, plus nothing, minus nothing. I don't care what anybody says. And listen, it's never going to creep into this church. If it creeps into this church, you know what I'll do? I'll just preach about it Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night until it creeps out. Because I'm telling you something. It ain't going to happen. And I will fight it, and I know churches all over America, churches that I love dearly, and churches who I've sat in the pew of this church and heard them preach against it, just like I'm preaching against it right now, and say, like, it is wrong, it's by believing on Jesus Christ, you don't have to clean up your life, it's not where you're willing to change, and you're willing to change all your ways, and you're willing to have a new life in Jesus. They said it's only by faith, and not by works. And then you know what they started teaching? Then they started teaching, well, it's all by faith, but there has to be some results, some faith works. I mean, if you win somebody to the Lord, then they never come to church, they must not have been saved. Okay, and then now they get to the point where they're saying, you have to be willing to turn away from your sins in order to be saved. You have to be willing to give up alcohol. You have to be willing to start coming to church. And it's not going to happen. Because I'm going to tell you something, it's all by faith. It's all by grace. It's all to God be the glory. Great things He hath done. And so we must earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.